Terrorism expert John Paracchini is a policy analyst at the RAND Corporation, and he's in the studio. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
There have now been two possible claims of responsibility for last week's attacks by al-Qaeda, a letter to a London-based Arabic newspaper, and the videotape Sylvia Pagioli just described for us. Does al-Qaeda usually take credit for attacks in this way?
Historically, it has not taken credit. It has allowed the credit for its actions to be conveyed to its aspirants by the action themselves. In contrast, ETA has sometimes taken credit in the way of notifying the public and authorities in advance of its attacks to show how the authorities are not very effective at preventing them from happening and therefore taking credit for the attack.
What do you think about the possibility that an Islamist group either affiliated with or inspired by al-Qaeda carried out the bombing?
This is an important question to ask because it really points us to thinking about al-Qaeda as a movement and not just necessarily a group. I think we're really in a phase where al-Qaeda is struggling with its strategy. It's either going to ground and rebuilding, and we have them on the run, or it's taking a strategy of a thousand flowers bloom, and those who participated in the anti-Soviet struggle in Afghanistan have gone back to their home countries, and other diaspora communities around the world, many in Europe, and are continuing to wage the struggle on their own. Or al-Qaeda people have gone back and are waiting for orders to come down. It's not clear which of these three strategies is actually at play, and it's possible that all three may be at play at once.
What about the theory mentioned by Sylvia that a new generation of ETA members may have allied itself with Islamic terrorists? I mean, is there any sort of precedent for that kind of collaboration?
Well, this is a very interesting point. By a combination of measures that the Spanish government has taken in terms of political amnesties, political negotiations, and very intensive police pressure, ETA has become a very small, marginal group. And indeed, the younger generation, which is really the main perpetrators of these attacks, are believed to have become much more radical than previous generations of ETA members. But there's also another example that in March 2002, an Italian group, the Red Brigade, killed an advisor to the Berlusconi government. And in the statement that it issued after this killing, it talked about a global solidarity with jihadist movements. So there's a possibility that some groups with an anti-imperialist orientation, and indeed ETA has not only a separatist orientation but an anti-imperialist orientation, are groping for some affinity or affiliation with the global jihadist movement, and it's possible that that's gone beyond words and into action.
Are there any pieces of evidence that still suggest ETA to you?
Well, the combination of the thwarted attacks where ETA members are believed to have plotted to bomb train stations remains an important clue out there. Additionally, several of these attacks involved people in possession of the very explosive that was used in the train bombings. And finally, the detonating device of cell phones. Apparently, the cell phone was used in a way that ETA has not used, that is, letting the alarm trigger the explosive as opposed to a phone call. But these forensic clues do point at a possible ETA involvement.
If it does turn out to be the first al-Qaeda strike in the West since September 11th, and the first strike ever in Europe, what's the significance of that?
We're either at the first step of a new phase in which the al-Qaeda violence will be landing on the countries of Europe and perhaps creeping back towards the United States, or hopefully we're at a high point, and this is as far as it will go, because now the European authorities and populations will coalesce in a way to suppress Islamic terrorist violence in a way that they haven't done heretofore.
And briefly, do you find these developments disturbing in any way, in a different way?
It's always disturbing when mass and indiscriminate violence is perpetrated against innocent people as they're conducting their daily lives. No other way to look at it.
John Paracchini is an expert on international terrorism with the RAND Corporation. Thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure.